Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for AwesomeO.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Saturday, July 17th. Now be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when this and all of our other content goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman, so you can get updates to my sim results as we get closer to lock. And finally, let me know in the comments section who is your favorite and least favorite of my contenders for today's slate. We are rounding out the bottom of my top 10 with Pat Connaughton, Devin Booker, Mikal Bridges, Jay Crowder, and DeAndre Ayton on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today? It's time to find out. First up at number five, we're going to a value option, $7,500 PJ Tucker. No chance at MVP, star, or pro, but I don't mind going there at utility. 43% chance of being in the optimal lineup. I've got him in for 32 minutes, but I think 34 or 36 is more than viable. A little bit of foul trouble these past two games have kept it down. He's below a 0.5 fantasy point per minute guy, which is ultra atrocious. 4.5 points. 4.5 boards, a little over an assist, and a steal. You know what you're getting out of PJ Tucker. It's defense and nothing in the box score, but that's okay because the minutes should be there. I've got him projected for 14.7 fantasy points, and really, that's going to be close to enough for you at 7,500. There are so many pay-up options, three on each side, that I think are super relevant, and in order to get to that three-pack at MVP, star, and pro, you need to save salary. I think PJ Tucker works perfectly for it. Next up at number four, we have Game 4's hero, Chris Middleton. He's 12,500. 8% chance of being the optimal MVP, 17% at star, 16% pro, and just 2% at utility. Also matching PJ Tucker, a 43% likelihood of being in the optimal lineup. You can kind of use him anywhere, but you definitely want to use him wherever you're getting a multiplier. 42 minutes for Middleton seems great. I got him in for 41 fantasy points. So he is just shy of a fantasy point per minute. 23 points, little over 6 boards, a little under 6 assists. Plus you get a steal and a half. We know exactly what we're getting out of Middleton. A lot of mid-range jumpers. Hopefully he heats up in those mid-range jumpers and it spreads him out a little bit further to take some a little bit more ballsy threes. That works for me. I'm happy to use him in all three multiplier spots, but I'll pay close attention to the ownership. If he's getting over-owned in one of them, I can flip-flop. So if he's heavy in star, I'll go more to pro. If he's heavy in pro, I'll go more to star or MVP. Either way, the only place that I'm really using Chris Middleton is in one of the multiplier spots. This one scares me a little bit. Number three, 14K Chris Paul. 8% likelihood at the MVP, 24% at star, and 14% at pro. 47% chance of being in the optimal lineup. I don't know what to make of Chris Paul right now. I do think he could be injured. I'm very nervous after these last two games, but I can't just speculate on someone's health. So 39 minutes for Chris Paul, 43 fantasy points. So we're talking 1.1 fantasy points per minute, 24% usage, 20 points, just shy of 10 assists. So we're a little bit under that double-double range, 4.5 boards plus 2 stocks. The health is the question mark. Ownership is important here. I think Chris Paul is overwhelmingly his best play at star, but if the ownership, and I don't really think that he gets to that 24% ownership there as well. So I'm expecting him to be the best play at star. But if for some reason the star ownership gets too high, pro is the next spot I would go. MVP would make me a little bit nervous, but I think people will be scared to go there. It might be nice in large field GPPs. Now I can hear the groans already. 13,500 for Drew Holiday. Shows up in the MVP spot 9% of the time at star 15 and at pro 30% of the time. 57% likelihood for Holiday to be in the optimal lineup. I keep saying it over and over again that the shots have to fall, and it doesn't appear to be true at all, but I'm going to continue to bet on the math. I don't think he's going to be the worst shooter in the history of basketball every single game. I know how hard he's working on defense, but one of these days, some of these shots in the paint and restricted area are going to fall. I got him projected for 39 fantasy points, 17 points, 7 assists, 5 boards, 2.5 stocks. I'm going heavy in the pro spot. I'm definitely using Drew Holiday in multiplier spots, so I'm happy to flip-flop into star, but overwhelmingly, Drew Holiday will make up his largest majority of my ownership at the pro. Now, before we get to Giannis, one last reminder, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Then, head on over to Twitter and follow me, at Josh Engelman. It is the only place you will get updates to my sim results as we get closer to lock. And finally, in the comment section underneath this video, I need your favorite contender, your least favorite contender, and the guy that you thought was going to be on this list that you didn't see. Not much to say here. Closing it out with Giannis, 16,500, a 64% chance of being the optimal MVP, 15% at star, 2% at pro, never at utility, 81% likelihood of just simply being in the optimal lineup. Don't overthink it. Just play Giannis. And really, don't play him anywhere other than MVP or star. If you don't think that you can get him in an MVP or star, he should not be in your lineup. It is a mistake. 60 fantasy points, 32.5 real points, 12 boards, 6 assists, 2.5 stocks. I'm out of words to describe why you should use Giannis on FanDuel. It is just unquestionably the easiest and best play. And it's not going to get you anywhere to try to be cute and be like, well, I'm going to put Giannis at utility. Just play him in the places where he's going to score 60 fantasy points and be the best option. That's where you're going to get your money made. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Saturday, July 17th. DraftKings version of this video is around here somewhere. Check out the breakfast menu. I recorded that with Lofi. And then stay tuned tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern time, myself and Lofi for Live Before Lock. And we're staying on live for Live After Lock. We're going to watch at least the first quarter, potentially the first half, and who the hell knows, maybe even the entire game. But we're going live. We got the technology set up. It's going to be a fun one. We're going to watch the game, make some bets, have a couple cocktails. Who knows? It's going to be fun. Come join us. That's all I can ask for you guys. Thank you so much for joining us. I will be back again Tuesday, I think, for Game 6. No matter what, there's a Game 6, and I will be back with another edition of The Contenders.